Are electric vehicles cool enough to justify cleaning up the kitty toys in the garage? Car owners' resistance to parking and charging EVs at home might be the biggest obstacles to marketing the cars. That's according to new research from Carnegie Mellon University. 90.5 WESA's Halden Kirsch reports for the Allegheny Front.
Professors of engineering and public policy at CMU have compiled data that show a lack of residential parking and charging capabilities across the country. Refueling EV automobiles requires access to an outlet within the reach of a parking space because charging can take several hours. Most innovation in the market has focused on public use chargers, according to researchers, but EVs will more commonly be charged at home, which poses problems for drivers who can't charge overnight. Here's CMU Professor of Engineering Chris Hendrickson.
Only about a quarter of vehicles have charging available at the residence. About 40% of households have charging that might be available. But the thing is, the households that have charging available have multiple vehicles, so they might only have space for one vehicle.
While some studies project EV growth to rise from the current 1% to 80% by 2030, Hendrickson says the lack of residential charging could put the brakes on that growth. Hendrickson hopes that owners of rental properties will begin to offer improved parking, and those who already have parking will take charging capabilities into account when considering renovations. Currently, there are no incentives in place to increase residential charging opportunities. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Halden Kirsch of 90.5 WESA.